Harper Audio presents Counselor, A Life at the Edge of History. Written and read by Ted Sorensen. I wrote this book for three reasons. First, when I wrote Kennedy, my 1965 memoir on my 11 years with John F. Kennedy, the pain of his assassination in Dallas still seared my mind. Lyndon Johnson was still president. Robert F. Kennedy was still in politics. Jacqueline Kennedy was still in mourning, and I did not want to offend any of them. The passage of time has made a broader, more candid perspective possible. Second, a historian recently told me that the history community knows a great deal about Kennedy's impact on our nation and world, and something about the impact of my ideas and ideals on Kennedy, but little or nothing about where my ideas and ideals originated. He added, and I quote, "You have an obligation to history to tell us." It reminded me of the 1962 magazine headline, "Ted Sorensen, Administration Mystery Man." Perhaps this book can help clear up any remaining mystery. No doubt my story will be weighed in time with many other bits and pieces of information. That is what history is all about. Third, disillusioned American citizens today are filled with cynicism and mistrust about presidential politics. Most young people today assume that all modern presidents have deceived or disappointed the American people. Perhaps it is worth reminding them that it is possible to have a president who is honest, idealistic, and devoted to the best values of this country. It happened, at least once. I was there. In fact, the sorry spectacle of today's national political leadership, so deplorably different from that of JFK, spurred me on while writing this book, rekindling my memory and reinvigorating my conscience. Yet, as I wrote, I increasingly recognized several major obstacles. One, the hazards of memory, inevitably influenced by selectivity and hindsight. I was too busy and discreet, both in my Senate and in my White House days, to keep a diary. Second, the habit of modesty. This book has required more use of the first-person pronoun than I have ever been comfortable with. But I remember the wisdom of that quintessential American philosopher, baseball great Jerome Dizzy Dean, "If you done it, it ain't bragging." Third, the obligations of loyalty, which for me outweigh all pressures to cast prudence, privacy, discretion, and the secrets of others aside. Finally, four, the limits both of time and space, requiring me to avoid redundancy and the temptation to meander into every detour and byway. After my stroke in 2001, I expressed doubt that, with my eyesight and energy diminished, I would be able to undertake this book. A friend and gifted writer advised me, "Just tell stories." I've always liked telling stories and have lots of stories to tell. Historian David McCullough has worried that we are losing the national memory of America's story, forgetting who we are and what it's taken to come this far. This book is simply and primarily a collection of one man's memories. It may not fully satisfy either serious historians or sensation seekers, but I hope it will help recall not just my own story, but an inspiring chapter in America's story.